order, Peggy, down the scaling.
We are recording.
Okay, so welcome to the Lamb County Research and Development Authority Board of Governors Ad Hoc Committee meeting. Call to order, introduction of guests. There are none. Modifications to the... Oh, he's like family. There you go. If you would state your name for the record.
Thomas Whitley, Chief of Staff, Mayor Daley.
Okay, thank you. And then modifications to the agenda, none. Public comment, none. And Project Juggernaut discussion. So we'll start initially. We have the draft letter, Ron, that you have presented and shared with the Office of Economic Vitality that's been shared electronically with everyone. And probably open it up for conversation and discussion. Mayor, I'd love for you to share your thoughts.
Tell me how did the presentation go?
Well, first of all, Christina's asked that we, from our presentation standpoint, that we stay within the confines of this letter, that this is the ask. And the main thing is that we are not asking for IA to pay for the land. They're two separate things, even though one is conditioned on the other. Kim and I will have our 3 minutes, but staff will go first, make their presentation, talk about all the merits of Juggernaut, and then our 3 minutes will come up, and then we'll talk. She and I can split up the elements of the project and talk about that.
Specifically, giving some quick background related to the park, background onto the charter, what it's meant. What our vision is, how it aligns with the Office of Economic Vitality and the role of that body, and how we envision this as being very much supportive of that. Mm-hmm. And then we would entertain any questions if they had any, but we're pretty much going to stick to script, both with our strategic plan and what OEB has put out.
Has Vince been briefed on this yet?
I caught him this morning coming back from meeting with Reese. I assume they're in conversation, but I meet with him tomorrow.
Reese had never heard of this until this morning.
Okay. Well,
then, so he called me up and he's like, what the hell?
So that's what they had was the cabinet meeting, their whatever that cabinet is called.
Yeah. The competitiveness?
Yes, mm-hmm. That was this morning. And I know she talked to you about it.
She told me that the competitiveness committee would meet today, and that was Reese and Vince and Steve Evans.
So he must have gotten an update on it today if Reese came to. So I meet with Vince tomorrow at 10, so I'll make sure that he's up to speed with where we are.
I'm surprised that they have not.
Yeah.
Because I know, I assume Ben was in the loop.
Yeah. Of course. Christina reports from there.
I would have thought it would have gone up the chain. And we're in the process of trying to schedule some meetings now with the rest of the commissioners for next week, but we were told to wait until OEV had their chance to brief each of the commissioners, which is going to happen through Wednesday. So we've got to figure out how to coordinate schedules, because I know she told me yours is on Friday, and she has one other on Friday. I don't know how we're going to make it to all of this in 3 days, basically.
Understanding that OEV wanted to dot the I's and cross the T's before briefing, I guess I kind of wish you would have been released to schedule those meetings, at least, if not the content. I mean, it's a really...
As it turns out, it wouldn't matter anyway, because we totally missed the fact that we were doing the meetings.
Okay.
And it wasn't until Kim called me and said, hey, you guys scheduled the meetings?
Yeah, I was like, so I shared with him. I said, I remember Mayor brought it up and then got Kristen's...
We didn't have it on the recording or anything that we could find, but that's neither here nor there. But in Christina's defense, we wouldn't have scheduled it ahead anyway. But
well, for county, we have our retreat on Monday. So there may be some opportunity, John, you know this well, that our retreats...
Okay.
Well, I was going to say retreat. I can definitely bring it up, but retreats tend to... end earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, so there may be some county folks who are willing to schedule a tentative meeting Monday afternoon.
Okay.
Just let them know, you know, if that time works for you guys, that you would be willing to do it if our retreat ended early.
Okay.
But that's really the problem next week is that we have commission meeting and retreat, so it'll be further limiting time.
Okay, so target Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think as many as you can talk to is good, but you won't get through everybody. Yeah. So, one other question on this for the presentation. You sent the draft and then you sent the final letter. I only saw one sentence that was really different about detailed plans for...
Yeah, that was the big thing. That was the big change. They want us to come back and do a submission.
Yeah,
with the plan.
With the specifics on a funding request at the time.
So, I mean, I think that's... there was nothing inappropriate. I mean, that's just fine. It's just showing plans, but it's not another step in approval for the money. The money would have already been approved based on this package. It's just kind of dotting. Yeah.
She just wants it to be transparent. They can see the specifics of where the money's going and all that, which is fine. And this is actually a little faster than what we had originally proposed getting paid. I think originally we said over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if we want to get this stuff done based on the way she's dictating they get used, then yes, we need to get the funding quicker.
And that was the second part of the question, that covering, I may have conflated something, but we're requesting 805, the land planning and geotech, so that really only leaves us a couple hundred thousand after doing, or, you know, four to 100,000 for the innovation lab. So that's where the plan would be developed and whatever money was remaining.
Yes. Okay. And so I went to Morbass and got some preliminary estimates on what these components would cost to do, and it's 100,000, basically 100,000 for planning and so much per site for the geotech and the making a pad ready. But they're pretty big ranges, so
yeah.
It's hard to know exactly until we actually go in there and probably do an RFQ and you know, get something competitive bid.
So, if I may, those two questions kind of lead me to, and I think this is probably workable, but is this within the confines of what the board approved, meaning it's not a straight up $800,000 to be applied to the innovation labs. We're applying a good amount of it to get the property ready for the new project. So it's not, it's really to their benefit still.
And I'll have to go back and look at the actual proposal that we had. That's what I'm saying. This is actually more to our benefit to get the money faster than what we had said before. It's just a matter of the extent to which it goes towards the land planning and site readiness versus
how
much goes to renovation of buildings.
Right. The question is, I thought the discussion at the board was make us whole, that this property was going to this project. It would be estimated at $800,000, so mm-hmm. we get that money to apply to other Innovation Park projects.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The shift here is that half to two-thirds is going to be applied to those properties.
Yeah, basically, yes.
It's an added incentive for the company.
This is the way that OEV felt they needed to sell it.
Okay.
That this is not just handing us some money, that this money is going to help with them fulfilling their strategic plan, which is for us to have both sites ready and facilities ready as they're recruiting folks to come in. It helps them, which is also in our strategic plan.
Again, I'm not arguing. I'll leave it here, Kim. I'm not arguing pro or con on there. It just stood out to me as something we needed to reflect on. That's all. So we're getting a little off the presentation, but that was the question.
Right, and Kristen's right. It is different than what was discussed because it's taking the extra step of saying, okay, you're basically going to make us whole and pay us for the land, and the land's then going to be donated to the company. But once we get the $800,000, let us tell you how we're going to spend it.
That was what the discussion was.
Right.
Yes,
correct.
And this has a lot of restrictions. I mean, yeah. Is that a cause for concern, or is it just where we are right now?
Is that something we just need to have a special meeting for, or use the special meeting after to say, yes, we're okay with all of that?
I think my challenge would be is that if we do it after, because we were open to what our priorities were going to be at the meeting. We're going to determine our priorities. This is limiting. And we're saying that this has now become it, but we've not done that through board. We've done that through the letter because we're appeasing. I think it's large enough to engage the board.
I don't think we can move the meeting, though.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We're tape recording, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care for this, how this is going down. Now, I don't want to tank the deal. I want the deal to get through.
Right.
My concern is, who's driving this train? You got a county commissioner and the mayor representing the two governmental entities, and OEV never reached out. I'm assuming never reached out to you. Certainly never reached out to me and said the deal is changing. You got to be more specific, and this is how we want the money to be spent. This is all, you know, we get the letter via email, and it's all, nobody's reached out. Nobody's briefed the city manager on this. I mean, the whole thing is like, what's going on? Is this not a priority? And so I don't, I mean, again, yeah, we're going to move forward. We're going to push if we want to go through. This is too big to fail, as I said at the last meeting. I don't like how this is playing out, though, with you. It's kind of like, hey, we're going to go through with the deal, but we're going to also put restrictions on how that money can be spent. After the representative from OEV sat in this room, as we had a complete conversation about this, and it was never brought up.
Ron, when did this? I got the letter yesterday. When did they ask? How many iterations have we had of this letter?
4 or 5, and most of this language was dropped in the last 2 days.
Who dropped it in?
I was guided by Christina.
Based on whose recommendation?
Based on hers, and I assumed her conversations with Ben.
To take your concerns, I think, if you're saying that this is, Christina is saying this is how we need to sell it to the Blueprint IA board, and yet no question has been asked of city manager, county administrator, or the board as to whether or not this is the right approach or another approach. I mean, we're used to options, you know.
And again, I can't control what Christina's doing. I don't know who she talks to or what she is my contact at OEV.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely can't
control. And OEV's driving the ship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And future pick up the phone and call one of us as well. We can help. Because OEV does eventually work for the city and the county. We are their bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the linchpin between all of these organizations right now and this whole deal going on. I don't like to get caught in the dark.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some bigger issues here for OEV, for city county, than, I mean, Ron, you're right. A partner organization is just taking direction.
Correct.
You know, they're taking direction from Christina. For us, though, asking the question, where are the options? Option one could be this. Option two could be, just hypothetically, OEV covering part of the cost for prepping the sites.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of getting a little closer to where the board was and what the presentation was. Now, if there was something in the negotiations with this firm that happened since the board meeting, I think that's why we were thinking about the special meeting based on, you know, what the Blueprint board may or may not decide and other negotiation factors. But this seems like this piece of the puzzle is purely based on OEV's desire for how to present it, not based on what the company is asking for or not. They could care less where the money comes from.
The company does not care.
Yeah, to make the pad ready.
Matter of fact, they don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Right.
My challenge then, of course, for this board is that our board did have a different kind of conversation, and I don't personally want to be the chair until we push this through without their awareness and without the input.
I think it goes to, I mean, having a special meeting is probably necessary if it doesn't look exactly like, I mean, that's where we are, but I don't think the board can meet before blueprint meets. I mean, we've got to kind of manage this on the blueprint side.
All right, so the question is, you know, Kristen, how do we want to weigh in? It's also very easy to turn around to Christina and say, no, actually, you can toss this. If you ask us for $805,000 to cover the cost of transition of the land to the project, no strings attached. That's what's going to be presented. That's what we're going to go through. Because, hey, let's face it, they haven't met with anybody. It's not like you got to retract. So where the language came from the last time this body met and agreed to it, to what is now in this paper being presented?
So just playing that out for the blueprint, so we successfully make an argument that 800, just no strings attached, comes to Innovation Park, we still are left with a $400,000 to $600,000 gap on making the site ready, what the company is asking for. So then we get into whether or not that money is all from another source, a split, or what she proposes.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
So I think what Mayor was saying, make the case that, Christina, you said 800K was coming to Innovation Park for the property. We could use it for other
priorities.
Other priorities. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's bad to go and say what those priorities are. I mean, we have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was the argument based on what she said at the board meeting, then the options to consider from the blueprint board would be the 800K comes straight to Innovation Park, mm-hmm. and what do we do about the $400,000 or $600,000 needed to get the site ready? Does that come from another source? That is a deal breaker potentially for the company. Option would be
they're not related. That's what I was trying to understand. The site readiness stuff is not for the company.
No.
That's for us to get our other vacant sites pad ready.
Right. So OEV is coming in, and what they're saying is, all right, $805,000. We're going to give it to you. The land will be transferred to the company. However, when we give you the $805,000, we're going to tell you how you're going
to
spend.
How do you use this for? Okay.
$600,000 of it. Right. And so what you have to do now, LCRDA, is that you have to spend that money to get other sites in the park pad ready, because we are recruiting specific businesses that are going to use those pads.
Okay. Forgive me. This is my questions earlier on, because I was reading it as, and that, so I got off onto that. Thank you for the clarification. Mm-hmm. It, I thought this was getting the sites ready for this company on
no,
the 12.
It's just directions on how you use the dollars once
and,
we
and
get
the evolution
got it.
Of this
okay.
was
then that takes it to a completely different.
That's what I'm saying. Who made that call?
There's not a gap with the funding then.
And I would just say it evolved. We started out with, hey, you're going to spend it consistent with your strategic plan and ours, which we are. It was very general. And it's like, oh, we need cost estimates. We need to have it tied to this. And those iterations, that's kind of what happened. And it's my fault. I should have put a stop to it and said, hey, that's not what they approved.
Right.
But at that point, I'm thinking this is what it's going to take to get it done. And if we got to come back and get an approval later, but I
as an individual board member, certainly as chair, I would be concerned with that direction. I mean, I think we have our priorities, and I think we ought to stand strong on those, and not have it dictated out. I mean, our intentions will be to do this along with some other things.
Yeah. So, how do you propose that we change the language to?
Well, it sounds like we have some advocates in the sense that it could weigh in.
So do we just use this? So do we use this as an example of some of the things we're trying to get done? But at the end, say we just need it. You know, instead of saying you're going to dictate how we're going to spend it, we just say
one example that ties directly to our priorities includes the following. Others could consist of, or that fall within our plan, but certainly we're going to be.
Sorry, I texted Christina.
Okay.
So I just wanted to see. if that's... she just texted me because I said something about her coming. Or she asked about coming to me, and I said she could, and she said what time.
Okay.
So let me... So I'm going to try to get with her and see what we can figure out. I mean, we could conference her in if you want.
I think we need to be consistent with the direction of what the board gave in the way of this vote. Because everybody was a part of that conversation.
We had a very detailed conversation.
It was
on that motion that
it was
wrong. On exactly what goes into it.
So the reason why I said earlier, I mean, there's more to unpack about OEV, city, county,
right,
and
right.
how
mm-hmm.
we deal with partners.
Right.
So to respect Ron and our chair's role in partnership,
mm-hmm.
they only working with what they've got. I wonder if we can, within the presentations, have some deference to what OEV presented, but also acknowledge the board had a great conversation about this and December meeting with Christina, Steve in the room, and this was the decision that the board made
mm-hmm.
in subsequent, you know, direction from OEV. There's some suggestion about how we apply the money. This would be the type of things we would apply the money, but the board had approved direction without these restrictions. So just kind of acknowledge that without pushing back and then
sure.
leave it to us.
And I would take the dollar amounts off. I would say, hey, look, our priorities align, okay? And we are all looking for the great thing. So Chris is absolutely right. Say, let me tell you about how this money could be spent.
Exactly.
Making our facilities pad ready, okay, the raw, undeveloped land pad ready, something that desperately needs to be done, hasn't been touched since we've been alive, the raw land, right? We've got other facilities that literally can be renovated into
right.
state-of-the-art wet lab facility, but don't put a dollar amount associated.
We don't, yeah.
Don't say we're going to spend $125,000,
mm-hmm.
when in fact we don't even know how much it's going to cost. You know, these are just rough estimates. I'd keep it as simple as possible. I would give general ideas, as reflected in this letter, of what it could be done to
right.
further the mission of both organizations without, number one, legally binding you. Ron, you're in a predicament because we made a motion at this board and it evolved. And the chair didn't know about it, nor did any other member of the... you're putting us in a weird position, too, at an official board meeting to say, this is what we're advocating for, but you need to know this isn't exactly what we voted for. And that is not the reflection of the motion is not here, and it would have to go back to be ratified. I mean,
I get it.
Gets a little complicated. So I would take dollars out. I wouldn't recommend specifically this
correct.
Is how it will be done, but this is what we're thinking. This
yes.
is how we're moving forward. And I would feel comfortable reflecting that without
yes,
tying this board to anything in particular.
Yes,
how about timing of payments, though? Because I think the board actually did approve the having paid out over 5 years.
Yeah, which
well,
I mean, we don't mind that part if they.
Well,
I don't think you're going to have a yeah. board member that's concerned that you get it sooner. I mean,
yeah.
but certainly we want
right.
over 5. We wouldn't want to go over the 5.
I think
yeah.
it's
yeah.
restrictions. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my first suggestion was perhaps too diplomatic approach, but I'm coming from your comment that Christina really dictated the drafting of this letter and the details within the last couple of days, right?
Yep. Yep.
So they've pulled this together and finally resolved it just this week. If we want to change the content of this letter, since Ron only has direction from Christina, I think it's you and I going to recent events this afternoon and leaning in and saying, we just had this meeting, we vetted the letter, and we have this concern, and we encourage the numbers to come out. But I'm not sure that's an ask that Ron can make. What do you think? I mean...
Well, you're the attorney.
Yeah.
Or she
an
attorney.
Yeah.
She doesn't give legal advice.
But what in my layman's terms as mayor, I can tell you right now, this does not reflect the motion that passed this board. So even if IA passed this as a motion, it would still have to come back to this
yeah.
board to be ratified.
Yes,
and what Christina has basically done is created now an extra step that needs to wrap. Do we even have time to do that? Well, I guess we've got the meeting the next day.
Well, because, and that's part of what I was thinking too, is that, that no matter what we put before IA, IA could say, no, 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 we want to do it this way.
Well, that could happen, but I think if we come across with something reasonable, I actually concur with what they're both offering up, leaving it. Here are all the priorities. This is what it could be. Not tying us into it. Yes, we're committed to fulfilling these. This is in alignment with what OEB wants as well. And leaving it as that. I don't think we're going to have a problem that way. I'm more concerned with this part, the second paragraph, and what it would do to the direction of this board and our power.
Okay.
That literally it could be changed because someone else, an outside party.
And we won't need, I mean, we can let the administrator and the manager know, Christina, but the board also, we won't need the special Innovation Park board meeting if we got that those specifics pulled out.
Correct.
So my only question is how to pull those specifics out. I mean, the blueprint agenda is going to be out this evening or
that's
tomorrow.
That's what I'm going to ask you all, because doesn't that come out already? Yeah. Is it already out?
Well, I just sent her a text. I said, hold the letter, because we got to do something different.
Yeah. So this is my question, John, is how best to approach amending this draft letter right now before the agenda is released, if that's the direction we want to go.
It's quite simple. I think you call up Christina and say, you remove paragraph 2. You don't have the authority to put it in. It doesn't reflect the motion that was taken. Everything else looks great, but you cannot dictate the terms on how the money is going to be spent, let alone specific dollar amounts, because it was not approved by this board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think everything else minus that paragraph flows. I think it's great. And again, during the conversation, we can bring up examples on how our priorities align and what could happen in the future, but we can't bind this board.
So to frame this in, again, Ron and Christina have a good working relationship, but we need to maintain that. There's no buts there.
Right.
So how to approach that is just had a meeting with us, has heard this conversation. Because that paragraph did not come from any negotiations with the company, which is what we thought could affect a change, then it's not in line with what she told the board. It's not, I mean, we can talk about those specifics at the meeting, but they don't need to be in the letter. It's not Innovation Parts ask.
Correct.
Right. Yes. So that, I mean, I'm just thinking the language of why to change the letter. That's what Ron's got to carry back.
Well,
I still think you and I are going to have a conversation with Reese and Vince.
Absolutely.
To go on the, to back up.
No, Ron, I think it's very fair to say, and I don't want to speak for Kristen, but, the mayor and the commissioner came, we took a look at the letter. The letter legally does not reflect the motion that was approved by the board, and it puts LCRDA in a weird and awkward position to have to come back and ratify again. This is not the original ask from LCRDA.
I'm fine with that.
Do you think that piece, this was changed by OEB, not by negotiations with the company?
Correct.
That is a difference.
Yeah.
That's your understanding.
Yeah, no, this recommendation right here has absolutely nothing to do with the company. This is other parts of the park, other buildings.
And now I understand. That was, when I read it, I think that's why my mind went to negotiations with the company, because how could it be? Why would it be in there if it wasn't? Yeah.
No, absolutely. They want a piece of property that's got a street value of $85,000.
Right.
We are asking IA to cover the cost of that property. IA has come back and said, we're going to do that, but this is how you're going to spend the money. That's not what was given by this board.
Do they have any restrictions on how that money can be spent, or any issues with spending it?
The infrastructure portion has a lot of restrictions on it. The economic development portion does not have the same restrictions on it. I mean, we can do programs, we can do property, we can do other things. And that is... that's obvious based on the grant you received.
She's trying to recharacterize the money. It is not IA buying land and giving it to somebody. It's not that. They don't want it to be that. It's We're giving the land to the company, and they are giving us $805,000 to go do economic development stuff with. Does OEV have any kind of restrictions, or IA have any restrictions on how they have to characterize that money?
They have no restrictions on how they have to characterize it, okay. And what you just said is exactly what would happen whether those details were in there or not.
Right.
It's for economic development activities.
Correct.
Which could include site ready or innovation lab.
So do we just need to maybe put that restriction in the letter that says for LCRDA to use it for economic development activities to help her? She wants to call ASAP. She says they're ready to send it out.
And examples such as pad ready, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want me to put her on the speakerphone?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Christine, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, I'm sitting here in the meeting with the mayor, Kristen Dozier, Kim Moore, and others. And we want to talk about this letter real quick.
Christina, what's going on with paragraph 2 of the letter? This is not reflected in the motion that took that passed successfully by the LCRDA board, which restricts how a portion of the money is going to be spent.
We're going to try this again, okay?
Okay.
Hey, it's John.
Okay.
Why do we have paragraph 2 of this letter that is specifically talking about how this money will be spent once it's in the hands of LCRDA, that it was not reflected in the motion that was passed, that is not discussed at the meeting? You're putting us in an awkward position. Where did this come from, and why is that paragraph in there?
Well, Mayor, we wanted to make sure that it was clear that the funding wasn't going to be used just to directly offset the cost of the land, that it was going towards the economic development enhancements of the park to make sure that it is increased economic competitiveness.
We could talk about that without it being in the letter. That legally
yes.
would bind as a motion the LCRDA.
We can certainly work with you to develop in that language.
And am I correct in thinking that when this company first received their land, it was donated to them?
Eventually.
By LCRDA, yes.
Right.
No cost land lease, correct, Rod?
Eventually, yes.
So technically speaking, it's the same type of deal as when this company came. Nearly, what, 15 years ago?
Well, we didn't get anything for it.
Right. The difference is that this time we're simply saying, hey, we can't afford as a park to just donate it, and we're asking for economic development help with an incredible program that did not exist. We didn't have the economic development dollars, right, Kristen, back during the first blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also concerned that I talked to Reese today, and he didn't know anything about it until today.
We've been working with Wayne and his team for a couple of months on the stormwater issues on that. So we've been keeping Wayne apprised of the process, and we're just landing into that CTC meeting this week as we finalize everything with our state partner.
Okay. I would encourage you to reach out to Reese directly. That'd be great.
Christina, this is Kristen. We're passing the cell phone around here. So just to piggyback on what the mayor said, and when you said soften the language, I think what the concern was, if we don't have the specifics about applying the $800,000 to pad ready, geotech, all those types of things with the numbers in there, we will not have to have the special Innovation Park board meeting the day after blueprint because it would be in line with our discussion at the last meeting. And because we didn't hear about any restrictions on the money, directives from OEV on how to use $800,000, that would be something new to the board and could present a challenge at that time. So I think the language of increased economic competitiveness and what we were just talking about with mm-hmm. examples such as Pad Ready, Geotech, Innovation Labs would be acceptable and in line with what the board decided when you were here in December.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I wanted to add the cost in there so it could be shown that it is within the law of the money that we were giving to you. That's what I was advising Rod on.
So, but without those numbers in the conversation, we could say that we have looked at how much the cost would be
correct.
For these various elements, and 800 would have a substantial impact or allow the park to meet some of those goals for the economic competitiveness, meaning we know we can have some value with this money. It's not just a drop in the bucket.
Absolutely.
That's really what your concern was, and I would guess a concern
yeah.
that you don't want to set a precedent that we're just giving away property for as an incentive. I think we might agree with that,
right.
but it still seems like if we had the language of economic competitiveness, that would work.
Absolutely.
Is that, and Kim's saying absolutely
yeah.
here and agreeing. Does that work, Christina?
Yes, because yes, we did not want it to appear as though it was just a direct offset for the land, that this money would go directly towards increasing the economic competitive proposal or enhance the economic competitiveness of the park's infrastructure. The biggest weakness being the fact that there is no pad-ready site readily available at that park.
I think, Christina, this is Kim, so I think you leave it up to the park to outline that. We already have those as the priority, so I think not putting in the restrictive language, I think we still get there, and it also allows us to have a conversation with the group. We're very much in support of that, but we're also in support of not having an extra meeting for the sake of and then trying to resell something to the board that wasn't there previously.
Just keep it simple, Christina.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Christina, we had originally talked about Ron calling you after the meeting, so now you're hearing directly from Kim and John and I. Does this help? Do John and I need to do anything else, talking with the manager or administrator or anything like that, or can we make this change based on this discussion?
We haven't delivered any of the paperwork yet. We had some finalized numbers that we got earlier this morning that we're plugging into the memo. So we're seeking to deliver that packet this afternoon. So a change in the letter based on your recommendations to Ron would still be timely to submit the packet for the competitiveness project cabinet to meet. And they meet tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, we thought that meeting had already happened, so
not yet.
Okay.
John,
yeah.
Is
that...
Yep, just pull language.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the letter sounds good.
Yeah.
The last,
Ron?
There's a little bit in the last paragraph on how to pay it out.
Oh, the timing of payments?
And what they need to pay.
Right. So, Christina, Ron, do you want to speak to that? But we would need to amend the language in the last paragraph.
Yes.
If we were pulling out specifics on pad ready.
We need to submit a detailed proposal on how we're going to use the funds.
That I would recommend keeping the proposal in. That way it allows for the transparency of the OED, of the economic development money. Just something that we can have on file on what the funding will be spent for. Very, very similar... to our other project proposals.
Yeah, but Christina, that gets to the heart of it. We have not had the conversation at the board level of how that money would be spent.
She's talking about after.
Yes,
after.
So we'll build this money into our FY21 budget, so you could receive the funds in October of 2020. So part of Mayor, as part of the budget development process, we work with the LCRDA board and Ron, of course, for you to have that proposal and say, hey, you know, this is the payment that we're requesting to you to move towards these type of economic development projects at the park.
But the letter says specifically, we ask that the requested funding needed to plan and prepare pad-ready sites be provided to LCRDA in the fiscal year beginning October 2020.
I believe that's the language that will need to be stopped into based on our conversation.
Just a clarification here. What I just heard you say was, We get this vote next week, it is the agreement, but then LCRDA would have to submit a request for funding dispersal, and that's what Kim heard too.
Not a request, just this is what we'll be spending the money for as we move forward for the development of our budget.
Basically, there's reporting requirements to OEV, but there will not require another OEV vote to approve what the money will be spent on and disperse that money.
It'll be put into our budget.
Over what period of time and how much?
Did you hear that, Christina?
I'm sorry. Ron
said over what period of time and how much.
We had talked about $161,000 over 5 years, but I think if you only do $161,000 over 5 years, it wouldn't let you do more than a couple of acres at a time if you wanted to move forward with pad ready.
So do you want to do it? Do you want to do it over 2 years?
Two or three years, I think, would be optimal.
You're not going to get any pushback from getting the money earlier rather than later. And yes, it will help us. It will help LCRDA move more quickly on some of these things. I think we just want to make sure that, and maybe this just comes out in the revised draft of the letter, but that if the IA board approves this structure next week, that there are reporting requirements to OEV, but Ron doesn't have to get approval for.
It's not a proposal. It's a report.
It's a report, not a proposal. Thank you, Ron. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay, good. That was just a little confusing.
Let me just state for the record, I do not like this language at the end of this letter that specifically says we ask that the requested funding needed to plan and prepare pad-ready sites be provided to LCRDA in the fiscal year beginning October 2020. LCRDA will submit a detailed proposal on the usage of funds to OEV. The remaining funds are to be paid in the following fiscal year for built out of Innovation Lab space, at which time LCRDA will submit a detailed proposal on the usage of those funds. That binds it. That ties it.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm looking at changing it to, can I have the phone?
Yes.
Is something, and I might have to tweak this a little bit, but more along the lines of at the end saying, we ask that the requested funding be provided to LCRDA in the fiscal year beginning October 2020 and paid over the next 3 years. LCRDA will submit a detailed report on the usage of funds to OEV, period.
Yeah, Christina, I get it. We've got to account for every penny, and we've got to be able to put it in the budget. We'll do that.
Yeah.
But you're putting Kristen and I in an awkward position of asking us to go ahead and earmark money for lab space, which has not been decided formally by this board.
So, did you hear any of that?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Ron, that language for the Innovation Lab space is something that you provided with us when you gave us the three things originally that the money could be used for.
Okay. And the issue is not whether or not it could be, but whether it must be. That's the challenge.
That was, that, yeah, that you added in there for about the innovation lab space. My recommendation was based on the undeveloped land to make sure that we have that there was adequate funding there to be able to make those pad ready.
And again,
I think softening that language in agreement with the commissioner and the mayor is a good idea, so it doesn't bind the board.
Okay. So, you know, I guess
like the mayor said, I do not want to put either one of you in an awkward position at the table.
Okay, but we want this to go through. So,
absolutely.
What language is going to make you? What language is going to make you feel comfortable enough that also doesn't bind this board? That we can all hold hands and push this through at the table.
I think based on what we've talked about throughout this conversation, we can. It sounds as though that's moving us in the right direction. And then, if you all are comfortable with that language moving forward, and Ron can submit that letter, and then we'll get it posted as part of the VPC packet.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Mayor and Commissioner?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And I know time is of the essence. We've had a conversation. Mm-hmm. I trust you to be able to put the language together. I don't have to see it again before it goes out. Kristen, are you comfortable with it? Yeah.
I've got a draft that we'll get to you right away.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
So basically what I've done is, you can see up here, is just struck the second paragraph, and I don't know if we want to add more examples, but in order for her to keep that, the concept of we're going to use it for economic development stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, in order to support this strategy and provide for more economic competitiveness, which I misspelled, there are a number of tactics LCRDA can employ. Examples include developing pad-ready sites as well, suitable R&D and lab space and innovation park.
And let me tell you, Kristen, you are very well-versed because you have been continuously on this board for a while.
Absolutely.
To be able to talk in great detail about the priorities of this board and moving forward. So if the IA board feels more comfortable, I would appreciate you taking the leadership lead on when we get into our commission discussion and say, hey, look, if this makes you feel more, first of all, I hope we never get here. Right. I hope that the focus is actually on how incredible this project's going to be and the expansion of this company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I think strategically we should push. This is incredible. This is a great opportunity. This is what Innovation Park's about. If somehow we do get locked into this, all right, how's this money going to be spent? Kristen, I feel very comfortable letting you take the lead and say, our priorities align. Mm-hmm. Let me walk you through what we're doing at the board. And I sit there and I'm your hype man going, she's absolutely correct. We've stayed lock solid on this. This is the right direction to go.
I feel completely comfortable with that. I think let's just acknowledge that we've not been here in my 9 years on this board,
right,
where we've got an opportunity for presentation from our chair and Ron, so that would be good framing. But quite bluntly, we also haven't had a city rep who's at the table
that
can lean in like this. So I don't mind carrying that, but this is one thing.
We'll be there. I'll be there.
You and I have not been able to have this conversation much because, we really haven't had others leaning in on the
strat,
and it needs to be more than just me. So that's
I'm thrilled.
I can lean in on the history, but you're there with you two. I think we're in a better place than we've been in a long time. So this is good.
Absolutely.
Across the board, it aligns with what we're doing at OEV and Innovation Park. It's a good win. The last thing I'll say is if those issues come up about how to use the money and everything else, you and I may be able to steer it back towards how does OEV approach these types of projects and opportunities and working with our partners, not specific to, you know, don't tell Innovation Park is doing great and we've been meeting every benchmark and hey, did you see that note that we don't get any taxpayer
money?
Right.
Never been funded. And this is not just an ask, that this is for a benefit and for something that meets OED's goals. So I think we could even do some work to separate any of those questions from this if we have to.
I agree.
Is that good? Okay.
So counting noses, Mm-hmm. On your side, I see you definitely. I see Brian definitely. I see Jimbo definitely. I see Rick Miner. He'll ask a couple questions, but he'll be there.
Okay.
That's a solid 4. Marianne will be there. Okay. That's a solid 5. Bill, who knows? All right, I'm going to put him as a no right now just because you never know how he's going to react.
Yeah.
And then, who am I missing?
Nick.
Oh, Nick will be there.
Yeah.
So that's 6. I'm 7.
Mm-hmm.
Diane will be there. Elaine will be there. I imagine Curtis will be there. Jeremy, who knows how he's going to react. We could have a 12-0. We could have a 10-2. But I feel pretty comfortable that we got it.
Okay. I appreciate both of your leadership on this. I mean, this is how it ought to work, and I'm glad that, it is. So, such a good call. So,
we'll move out. Yeah. Are you comfortable, Ron? I think we're...
I think I might want to work with you just a little bit on the language, the softer language, just to make sure it's...
back and forth just since we're under sunshine and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm saying Jeff, it's just you and me, though.
No, right. That mm-hmm. I was acknowledging why you wouldn't just wordsmith everything. Yeah. I think that's fine. I know you both said you were just fine, but maybe a final draft just to...
No, I want to, going forward, I want to see the final.
Well, you'll be there. I think we need to have a final draft. We'll get it in Blueprint Agenda. But that'll be fun.
I mean, I got to get this out,
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I got some time. That's good. I think Chris. I think we were able to support whatever your draft is going forward. I think Christina understands, and I just texted Vince and
every bit of the detail that's in there, they asked for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not surprised. Okay.
So we have our next step. So again, mm-hmm. thank you for everybody's support. There is no new business. We will close out the letter today. And if there's no other business, then we're going to move to adjournment.